This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Former President Trump has warned Republicans not to back the idea of an independent commission to investigate the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol building, but 35 House Republicans voted for the commission anyway, joining Democrats in passing the bill last night. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The GOP's John Katko negotiated the bill with Democrats and urged lawmakers from both sides to support it.
To put down their swords for once. Just for once.
Just three Republicans spoke in favor of the bill, including Peter Meyer, who accused fellow GOPers who'd criticized the attack of backing off.
But even more troubling, there has been an active effort to whitewash and rewrite the shameful events of that day to avoid accountability.
But with Senate GOP Chief Mitch McConnell saying he's against the bill, it faces an uncertain path.
An uphill path, say analysts. Now to the fighting between Israel and Hamas. A Hamas leader says within a day or two there may well be a truce. But this morning, says our Joseph Krauss reporting from Jerusalem,
Israel carried out another wave of airstrikes across Gaza early Thursday, killing at least one Palestinian and wounding several others. This comes a day after Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu vowed to continue the operation until he can restore calm and security to Israel. He seems determined to continue operations in Gaza despite rising pressure, including from the United States, for him to wind down the operation.
Last night, Texas executed a man who beat his 83-year-old great-aunt to death with a bat after she refused to lend him some money. Quentin Jones said in a final statement he was glad to leave this world a better, more positive place. Minutes earlier, the Supreme Court had denied his request to stop the execution. Ford is debuting its new electric F-150 pickup truck. It goes from 0 to 60 in 4.5 seconds. This is AP News. An Ohio man accused of planning to attack a synagogue has pleaded guilty, say authorities. Here's our Walter Ratliff.
Federal prosecutors say a man who plotted an attack on a Toledo-area synagogue has pleaded guilty to related charges. Damon Joseph, also known as Abdullah Ali Yusuf, was arrested in December 2018. Authorities say he was inspired by a gunman who killed 11 people at a Pittsburgh synagogue 6 weeks before his arrest. He pleaded guilty to attempting to provide material support for the Islamic State terrorist group and attempting to commit a hate crime. Prosecutors say the 23-year-old drew attention after posting photos of weapons and vows of support for ISIS on social media. The plot was uncovered during Joseph's conversations with undercover FBI agents. I'm Walter Ratliff.
Southwest Airlines says bookings are improving. The average April flight was about 80% full. It says it expects June to be better. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.